getting ready to go to Detroit, face a team that had a real good weekend in Green Bay. Good defense.
What did you see from Detroit's defense that allowed them to have success against Seattle?
They played very well on Sunday, and they've had other games in which they played well this season. Of course, we know what this group did last year in just being the cream of the crop in terms of defense in the whole NFL, so it'll be a challenge.
Jamezo Olawale's been here for a few years. He's primarily a special teams guy. He got like 8 touches the other day, which is a lot for him. What have you seen from him during the course of the year at his development? What do you think of him as a player? He's almost a little like Marcel in that he can do different things and you can put him. What are you seeing from him?
I think you're right that very similar to Marcel. Catch the ball out of the backfield, can be a lead blocker, and also a ball carrier. So he's healthy now. I think he's feeling more and more healthy as we proceed through the season. So that's helped us evaluate and assess his talents more. And you're right, he got a good number of touches the other day. Did a nice job with his, was it just one carry he had there in Pittsburgh? So he's grown into the position.
Yeah, he's done so little of that, even through college and high school. Is he just still a developing guy? I mean, are you learning things about him all the time?
I think so. I know we are, and I'm sure he's learning about the position too, because you don't get those turns in college that other guys get. They all add up and really help with your experience.
How much has he learned from Marcel?
Oh, I'd say a considerable amount. Yeah, the running back room is a tremendous room. There's a lot of synergy in there, a lot of support amongst the players, and Bernie does a terrific job of making sure those guys are ready.
Todd Downing's coming as your quarterback's coach this year. What's your relationship with Todd like, and how's that been working out with the quarterbacks, especially with Derek Carr?
Well, it's been working out great. Todd's got a ton of experience. He's going back to one of his former employers this weekend where he's with Matthew Stafford. So a lot of experience. He's really been trained under Coach Tice and Scott Linehan over the years. So got a wealth of experience and knowledge. So I've enjoyed it.
With Tony at center last week, was he able to make all the line calls, or did Derek have to kind of assume more of that than he normally does?
Tony did, yeah.
Tony did
a terrific
did
job.
Grayed out not only in that, but just overall last week.
He called a good game. Yeah, he called a good game. So very pleased with Tony's level of play.
From a physical standpoint,
yeah.
Make every play.
Yeah, he did a good job.
The games that you've won this year, the offense has gotten off to a very, very quick start. Put a lot of points on the board early and got out to a big lead. What's the key to doing that? How important is that to do that, especially up the road?
Well, it's important in terms of hopefully taking the crowd out of it a little bit. We just want to start fast and stay on the gas, be able to sustain it. We all look forward to the games. Practice is a necessary, evil. Sometimes it's drudgery, but our guys really come out here and work hard every day, and then they get amped up and start to crescendo up on Friday, Saturday, and are getting ready to go for post time on Sunday.
Do you see any difference in Derek the week after a loss, and where he maybe wasn't quite as sharp as the week before as after a win, or is he just...
I think you see a difference in most competitors. I know I feel different,
yeah.
After. I think we all want to keep getting better each and every week, but, when you have a setback, it doesn't sit well with any of us.
With those two interceptions, were they good teachable moments for you? Did you have a particular – how did he respond to kind of analyzing those?
Well, he's very objective, Derek is. I think we all are on our staff and the entire offensive side of the ball. We just we own our mistakes when we make them, and we definitely try to learn from them. The first interception, I think the corner, the 37-year-old guy who's played a lot of football, made a good play. He sunk right underneath it and did a nice job. Then the second one, he made another good play. Definitely like our matchup there with Andre Holmes against someone like that. So I can't say that we wouldn't throw at the same place the next time.
Any more, guys?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.